வந்தேகம்
The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is. 9th chapter, text number 1, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 29th of June, 1974, in Melbourne, Australia.
Sri Rupam Chakra Jatam இதந்து தே குஜ்ஜதமம் பிரபக்ஷாமி அனுசூயவே ஜானம் விஜான சகிதம் ஜத்யா மோக்ஷசி அசுஹா. ஐ எம் ஸ்பீக்கிங் ஃப்ரம் பகவத் கீதா 9th சாப்டர். ஸ்ரீ பகவான் உபாச இன் எவ்ரி சாப்டர் You'll find this word. See, Bhagavan Uvacha. Bhagavan means the... Bhagavan means the Supreme Personality of God. Bhaga. Bhaga means opulence and Ban means one who possesses. So, God means who possesses all the opulences. In fullness, he is called Bhagavan. The definition of God is, he is the richest, he is the strongest, he is the most beautiful, he is the wisest, he is the most renowned. In this way, you analyze that there are many rich men, but nobody can say that I am the richest of all. That is not possible. Because there is competition. If I am rich, you are richer than me, another richer than you, another richer than him. So, nobody can say that I am the richest of all. That only God can say. See, in this way, where you find the supreme being, the word God is defined in dictionary as the supreme being. What is a supreme being? The richest, the strongest, the most beautiful, the wisest, the most renowned in this world. So that Bhagavan, that supreme personality of Godhead, is speaking. Therefore, this knowledge, Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita means the knowledge given by the supreme personality of Godhead himself, not secondary knowledge. First-hand knowledge. So we have to receive first-hand perfect knowledge. Then our life will be successful. Not defective knowledge. Knowledge received from a living being as we are. That is imperfect. All is imperfect. Because we are deficient. We are deficient. Deficient means we commit mistake. Any big man you take, no big man can say that I did not commit any mistake in my life. That is not possible. He must commit. He is illusion. He takes one thing for another. Just like big men nowadays at the present civilization. These, all of them are accepting this body. I am this body. I am Indian, I am American, I am Canadian, I am this, white, I am black. But no, I am not this body. This is called illusion. So everyone commits mistake, everyone is illusion, and everyone, because he has got imperfectness and still he wants to teach, therefore he is a cheater. With imperfectness you cannot teach. You cannot teach when so long you say, perhaps, it may be. So what is this knowledge? That means you do not know. Perhaps. That means you do not know. Maybe. Suggestion. All these theories, big theories, politicians and philosophers, they simply say, perhaps, maybe, missing link, this is not knowledge. Therefore, we are reading Bhagavad Gita. Sri Bhagavan Vacha. There is no importance. Complete knowledge. So if you read Bhagavad Gita, you get complete knowledge. What Bhagavan says, Idantute guhyatamam parvakshami anasuyam. Bhagavan Krishna is teaching Arjuna. So in the ninth chapter he says, my dear Arjuna, I am now speaking to you the most confidential knowledge. Guhyatamam. Tamam means superlative. Positive, comparative and superlative. In Sanskrit, tara tama. Tara is comparative and tama means super. So here Bhagavan says, the perfect personality of God says, idantute guhyatamam parvakshami. Now I am speaking to you the most confidential knowledge. Jnanam vijnanam sahitam. The knowledge is with full knowledge, not that imagination. Jnanam vijnana sahitam. Vijnana means science, practical demonstration. So, jnanam vijnana sahitam. Jajgyatya, if you learn this knowledge, jajgyatya mokshase asubha. Asubha. Mokshase means you get liberation. And asubha means inauspicity. Inauspicity. So, our present life, at the present moment, present life means so long we possess this material body, it is full of inauspicity. Mokshase asubha. Asubha means inauspicity. So what is that confidential knowledge? Now Krishna said, again stressing, Rajavidyarajaguhyam pavitram idam uttama. This confidential knowledge is Rajavidya. Raja means king or royal. Just like we have got experience, we have got palaces or houses, but when we come to the royal palace, that is the best in a city. Of course nowadays the royal palaces are abolished, but still somewhere, just like in London we have seen, the Buckingham Palace, that is the best house in London. Similarly, Rajavidya, there are different types of education and learning, but this knowledge which Krishna is now imparting to Arjuna, he says, it is Rajavidya. Rajavidya means the king of all education. There are education, different types of education, different departmental education. But this is the best of the royal education. Rajavidya, Rajaguhyam. And most confidential. It cannot be understood by ordinary person. Rajavidya, Rajaguhyam, pavitram. Rajavidya, the king of knowledge, not pavitram. Pavitram means the purest, not contaminated. Not contaminated means not material knowledge. It is spiritual knowledge. Material knowledge is contaminated. There are three qualities in the material world. Satogun, Rajogun and Tamogun. Goodness, passion and ignorance. So it is above. Above goodness. Passion is condemned. Ignorance is condemned. Even this material so-called goodness, that is also condemned. Above. Rajavidya Raja Pavitram Idam Uttamam. Uttamam means without any darkness. Tama means darkness. And Ut means above. Uttamam. Rajavidya Raja Guhyam Pavitram Idam Uttamam. Prataksha Abhagavam. Now you take some knowledge. Suppose you are going to be cured from some disease. So doctor is giving you medicine and treatment. So pratyaksham abhagavam. It is not theoretical. You understand. that your fever is diminishing, you are getting strength, then it is pratyaksham avagama, directly perceived. Not that you go to a doctor and he gives you medicine and you do not understand whether you are being cured or you are in the same position. No, that is not. You will feel. Another example is, just like if you eat, then you will feel pleasure, strength, satisfaction. Not that you are going to eating continually, but no such thing. No, that will be understood automatically. Similarly, pratyaksham avagavam dharmam. Dharmam means religion. Religion, don't understand religion which is mentioned in the English dictionary as a kind of faith. No, it is not faith. It is fact. Dharma means fact. Dharma is not imagination, or religion does not mean as something imagined. I imagine something, you imagine something. Now, there are so many rascals, they say, you can manufacture your own dharma or religious system. No, that is rascal. You cannot do it. Dharma, I have several times explained, dharmantu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. This Bhagavan, bhagavat pranitam. Dharma means, religious faith means, the course, the orders given by God. This is the shortest division. As in the state, in the government, the king or the legislative assembly, it can give laws. You cannot manufacture laws at your home. If you say that I have manufactured my own law, that will not be accepted. Similarly, you cannot manufacture a kind of dharma or faith. No. Dharma means, that is the description of the Vedic literature, dharmantu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. Dharma or the system of religion can be given by the Supreme Personality of God. Unfortunately, we do not know who is the personality of Godhead and what is his order and what is his law. We know every one of us in the darkness. That kind of knowledge is not being described. Perfect knowledge. Uttamam. Uttam means beyond darkness. Tamam means darkness. And ut means transcendent. Uttam. Pratyaksham avagam. And if you execute, you try to follow this system of religion, then you will directly understand, yes, you are making progress. Direct. Just like these boys and girls, and you also join, dance. This is directly connecting God. Otherwise, they are not dogs. I've given some bribe and they are dancing. No, they are feeling. God consciousness, Krishna consciousness, therefore they are dancing. It is not that I have come from a foreign country and I am giving bribe and they are dancing like a dog. No. This is pratyaksham avagavam dharma. Directly perceiving the presence of God. That's what is called this system, this Krishna consciousness system. Because in this age we are so fallen, we cannot undergo severe penances, austerities, go to the Himalaya, go to the forest and press your nose for so many years. It is not possible. This is not possible. But this dharma, this system of God realization is so nice. You have seen on the stage, a small child is also dancing. Because he is not artificially trained, but he is dancing. Because it is directly connecting with God consciousness. Therefore it is called pratyaksham avagam. And susukham. Susukham means very happily done. Not very difficult. Su means very nice. And sukham means happiness. So long they are dancing, they are feeling happiness. Susukham. Very easy. And directly perceive connection with God. This is called pratyaksham avagavam dharmam Shushrukham Kortum Abhayam. To execute this kind of nirija system is very, very nice. Now, you chant, you dance and take prasad. There is no question of becoming a very highly learned person, very expert in philosophy and so on, big, big words, but that will not help. In this age, people are so fallen that they cannot accept any philosophy or any high talk. That is not possible. But by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whose statue is standing before you, he has given us such a nice thing, the Sankirtan movement, that anyone can join and anyone can immediately perceive what is God consciousness. That is excellent. What is described in the Bhagavad Gita, that is practically demonstrated by the dealings, by the behavior of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So therefore he is called Mahavadanna. Namo Mahavadannaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namini Gaurati Sri Namaha. Srila Rupa Goswami, when he met Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Prayag, there is a place, holy place in India, which is called Prayag. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after accepting his renounced order of sannyas, he went to Prayag and other holy places. So Srila Rupa Goswami, he was minister of the government, but he gave up everything and joined this Hare Krishna movement with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So when he first met and he offered this verse, Namo Mahavadanaya. Vadanna means the most magnanimous. There are many incarnations of God. But Rupa Goswami said, now this incarnation of God, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is most magnanimous. Namo Mahavadana. Why magnanimous? Krishna Prema Pradayati. You are delivering Krishna immediately by your Sankirtan movement. To understand Krishna is very difficult job. Krishna has personally said in the Bhagavad Gita, Manushanam Sahasresu Kaschit Jatati Siddhaya. Out of many, many millions of persons, not only at this age, in the past also, Manushanam Sahasresu, out of many millions of persons, Kaschit Jatati Siddhaya, one is trying to become perfect. Generally, they have no knowledge what is perfection. Perfection they do not know. The perfection means to stop this process of birth, death, old age and disease. That is called perfection. Everyone is trying to be perfect, but they do not know what is perfection. Perfection means this, that when you are free from these four imperfections, what is that? Birth, death, old age and disease. Everyone, nobody wants to die, but there is forcefully, you must die. That is imperfect. But these rascals, they do not know. They think that we must die. But no, because you are eternal. You are not meant for death, but nature is forcing him, must die. Sir, I have got many business to perform. No. Immediately done. Where is your science to stop it? Big, big scientists talking all nonsense. No. There is no remedy. They are trying to control birth. So many contraceptive methods, even killing their own children. Abortion. But still the population increases. Still, every minute, every 3 minutes or something like one man, like that. I do not know. But increasing. Therefore, they are perturbed. The population is increasing. So where is your science to stop? That is not possible. So birth, death, nobody wants to die. The death is there, forced upon you. And birth also, they want to stop. No, birth is also going on. Birth, death and old age. Who can be free from old age? Everyone wants to remain young man. But that is not possible. Just like I was also a young man. Now I am thinking, I am getting old. So where is the process? So birth, death, old age and disease. So long you are in the material body, there must be disease. You cannot stop. You can be very proud that you have manufactured very nice medicine. But why not stop the disease? That is not possible. So these are the imperfection of our life. Birth, death, old age and disease. And science or advancement of education or so many things what you call big, big words, that you may have gone, but still you remain imperfect. Because you must die again after death, you take birth, and as soon as you take birth, your body also becomes older and older, and you must suffer from disease. This is called imperfection. But they have become so dull that they cannot understand, they cannot even imagine that one can be perfect against this imperfection. They do not know it. The Krishna consciousness movement is to give you perfection. It is not ordinary movement. Perfection. You will have, after giving up this body, if you complete your business of Krishna consciousness in this life, that is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Janma karma me dibbam, ju janati tattva. Janma karma me dibbam, ju janati tattva ta, takta deham punarjanma naiti, mamiti kuntya. It is said by Krishna. Krishna said, everything, whatever knowledge you are getting, it is directly from Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, perfect knowledge. So, Krishna says, manushyanam sahasresu kasti jatati siddha. Because they do not know what is perfection. They are so rascal. They are so in the, so much in darkness that they do not know what is perfection. They think their death must be there. They have no, because they do not know how to stop death. They do not know. So, in this world of fools and rascals who do not know what is perfection, they are simply thinking, so long I live, let me live very opulently and let me dance like the dog. That is perfection. No. Perfection means you must stop birth, death, old age and disease. That is perfection. So, out of many thousands of people, one is expert how to stop this imperfection. Manushyanam sahasresu kasti jatati. Jatatam visiddhyanam. And out of many such persons who are actually trying for perfection, out of many thousands of them, jatatamapisiddhyanam koshchit vettimam tattva. Krishna says, one who has attained perfection, and out of many such people, many hundreds and thousands, one may know me. Koshchit vettimam tattva. Just see how to understand Krishna is so difficult. That Krishna is being delivered by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Take Krishna. Immediately. Chant, dance and take Krishna. And eat prasadam. Go. Just see how much efficient this movement is. Immediate. Therefore it is called pratyakham avama. Yes. Those who are chanting and dancing, they are realizing. Why? Because Krishna himself is delivering. All right, take it. It is very difficult to understand me by you. You are so defective. But I give myself to you. Come on. This is Krishna consciousness. Try to understand. Pratyakham avagamam dharmam. And it is not difficult. Even a child can take. You see, a small child, he is offering obeisance. He is dancing. He is offering flower. This moment, just see, from the very beginning of life, not only one child, you have got hundreds of children in Dallas. They are being trained up. They are being trained up. They are becoming godly from the very beginning of life. So, our request is that you try to understand this pratyakham avagamam dharma. You can understand it very easily if you simply join with us chanting and dancing. That's all. You don't require to become MA, PhD, DSC or DSC. If you are, it is already very good. But even if you are not, if you have no knowledge, still, if you simply join with us in this chanting and dancing, very soon or immediately, I have already explained that this dancing, they are not paid dancers. But why they are dancing? They must be feeling. This is practical. They are feeling pratyaka bhava. So I am very much thankful to you that you are joining with this movement every Sunday. So this is very easy. You continue this and very soon you will realize God and your life will be successful. Understanding God means that is success. Otherwise, no success. Otherwise, again take birth. Dehanta tha dehantara prapti. You have to change this body and you have to accept another body. And so long you continue to accept this material body, there cannot be any happiness. You may try to become happy by constructing big skyscraper house and possessing 3 dozen motor cars, but that is not possible. Happiness is not possible. In the Bhagavad Gita, in the 4th chapter, you will find Umang vivasate yugam prattavana amabhayam vivasana manave prahu mano ikha kavi brabi evam parampra praptam imang rajarsayu. Krishna says, long, long ago, many millions and millions of years ago, first I spoke this philosophy to the sun god. And the sun god, he explained this philosophy to his son, Manu. And Manu explained to his son, Ikkhaku. In this way, there is the disciplic succession. Disciplic succession means the original lesson which was given by Krishna, that should be transmitted from the original person to his disciple. So, this Bhagavad Gita, we have named it Bhagavad Gita as it is. As it is. And here Professor Dimak, he has also written the definitive English edition of Bhagavad Gita. So we are presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is. This is called disciplic succession. We don't say, not like the rascals, we interpret. No. No interpretation. The rascals, they interpret. He is a rascal, as if Krishna left Bhagavad Gita for this rascal's interpretation. How much rascal name it is? It is not. Place Bhagavad Gita as it is. Krishna, as he says, Krishna says, matta parataram nanyat kinchi jasti dhananjana. My dear Arjuna, I am the supreme. There is no more better authority than me. So we are presenting this, that Krishna is the original authority. So this is parampara system. We are not changing that Krishna means this, Krishna means that. We don't commit such rascalism. Krishna is the supreme authority. And another, Krishna says, manmana bhavamad bhakta madhyaji mang namaskuru. We are teaching that you just think of Krishna always. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. As soon as you pronounce this sound, this vibration, immediately you remember Krishna. Here is Krishna, Radharani. So that is natural. You say Krishna, and if you hear, immediately you remember Krishna's form, Krishna's name, Krishna's quality, Krishna's attribute, Krishna's teaching, everything. This is called Krishna consciousness. So manmana bhavamad bhakta. And Krishna says, you become my devotee. And we are teaching them. We are opening temples of Krishna and requesting everyone, please become devotee of Krishna. Manmana bhavamad madhyaji. And then after opening temple, go away. I manufacture some another philosophy. We are not such nonsense. We are worshipping. Worship. Because Krishna says, manmana bhavamad madhyaji. Worship me, regularly worship, as it is prescribed in this shastra, to rise early in the morning to have Mangalaratri, to offer this, to offer that, for that, fully engaged. That is called Madhyaji. Manmana bhava madhbhakta madhyaji. Mangalamaskuru. Just offer me obeisances. So these things, four things, that is not very difficult. Everyone can do it. Everyone can think of Krishna always. Where is the difficulty? Our mind must be absorbed thinking something. Think of Krishna. Then your life is perfect. This is parampara. It is not very difficult. It is all described.
He asked, what is the knowledge that Krishna revealed to Arjuna?
Yes, Krishna asked that you rascal surrender unto me. You are all rascals, you surrender to Krishna. Then your life will be successful. This is the sum and substance of Krishna's instruction. Sarva-dharmān parityajya-māmekaṁ saraṇaṁ bhaja. Krishna is not asking only Arjuna. He is asking all us, all us things, that you are manufacturing so many things for becoming happy. You will never be happy. Rest assured. But surrender to me and I will make you happy. This is Krishna. One line. So, the one who is intelligent, he'll take this process, that I've tried my best to become happy, but everything is failure. Now let me surrender to Krishna, that's all. And Krishna also has said, it is not my manufactured thing that I am saying everyone is rascal. So Krishna said, namāga duṣkita nam mūḍhā prapadyante narādhamā. Mūḍhās, rascals. Those who are rascals, they do not surrender to me. So our only test is, if anyone has not surrendered to Krishna, he is rascal number one. Never mind his MA, PhD, DSC or whatever he needs. But we take him first class rascal. Because he has not surrendered to Krishna. This is the test. We are simple because we are not very educated. But we take the words of Krishna. Krishna says that only these classes of men, what? The duskritino. Duskritino means one has got merit, but the merit is being engaged for sinful activities. Just like the atomic bomb, one who has manufactured this, he has got merit, certainly, great scientist. But how he has used his merit? To kill men, that's all. The men are being killed, sir. They are already dying. What you have manufactured? Man, no, I have got Nobel Prize. Why? I have invented something which is very quickly killed. Yes, not slowly, but quick. And he is offered Nobel Prize. He has manufactured something. Why don't you manufacture something that men will not die? Then I could consider your merit. But no. His merit is utilized for doing something sinful. That is called duskriti. These classes of men, they cannot surrender to Krishna. Because they have to suffer for their sinful activities. So they cannot surrender. And surrender means you become free from all sinful activities. Aham tva sarva pape bhama Krishna. Krishna is sure. If you surrender, then I immediately give you release from all the action of sinful life. But they will not surrender. Therefore, they will continue. They will suffer. Namang diskitun nam mūḍhā. So, mūḍhā means rascal, fool. Krishna is giving so much opportunity, but he will not accept. Therefore, mūḍhā. And narādhamā. Narādhamā is lowest of the mankind. This instruction can be taken in this human form of life. Krishna says, surrender unto me. A dog cannot do that. But a human being can do it. If he does not do it, then he is the lowest of the mankind. He is not taking the opportunity. Narādhamā. But one may say that there are so many big, big men educated, learned. But Krishna says, māyāyā purhita jñānā. Although they have learned so much, so many knowledge, still māyā has taken them.
the real knowledge has been taken.
Asuri bhavama asrita, because their demons and atheists, they cannot take it. So, what can be done? Krishna is offering all opportunities, and we, humble servant of Krishna, we are trying to preach it, but the rascals will not accept it. What can be done? That is the difference. They want to continue to remain as rascals. That is, what can be done? This is the difficulty. Otherwise, everything is there. If we take it, even a child can take benefit out of it. A Krishna consciousness that you have seen practically. But we will not take it. That is it.
The question was that we are all performing sinful activities, cannot come to the platform of knowing Krishna as long as we have sinful activities.
No. Even if you are sinful, Krishna says therefore, you surrender. Krishna will take charge. You surrender. Then Krishna will take charge. Aṅkvā sarva-pāpe bha-mokkhaśyāmi. I shall give you release from all reactions. You haven't got to wait. First of all, finish my business and suffering from sinful. No. As soon as you surrender to Krishna fully, Krishna, so long I was in darkness, now I surrender unto you. If you like, you can kill me. If you like, you can maintain me. This is surrender. Then Krishna takes charge. And if you continue that surrender, then you are clean. But if you again come in, that is your business. But if you really surrender, and as Krishna says, you do not do, then you remain perfect. Even in this life. And as soon as you become perfect, you become eligible to go back to home, back to Godhead, then your all problems solved. Taktadi hang punarjanmanaiti, mami. Everything is there.
The question was, how is it possible to obtain humility?
That is in your hand. You're teaching that you become humble, make surrender. If you don't do it, that is you have got the independence. That is your business. What is the humility? You are already surrendering to so many nonsense habits. Why not surrender to Krishna? The little intelligence. That I have surrendered to my sense enjoyment. My senses are dictating to do something, and I am doing it. I am doing it. So, my business is to surrender. So I have already surrendered to my sense activities, to my whimsical activities. Why not surrender to Krishna? A little intent. You cannot be independent. Just like if you say that don't care for the government laws. You may say, but you have to take care. You have to take care. Similarly, you may say that I don't surrender to Krishna, then Maya is there. Maya is there immediately, she takes charge. Daivijji shagunamai mama maya dhrityaya. Then you become servant of intoxication, these, that, so many things. But if you are intelligent, then you will understand your position that I have already surrendered to so many nonsense things. Why not give up this and surrender to Krishna? This is intelligence. So one who has no intelligence continues to suffer. What can be done? You cannot say that I am not surrendered. You are surrendered to your dictation of the senses. Because you are foolish, you do not know that I am working under the dictation of my senses. My masters are the senses. So why not accept Krishna as my master? This is indeed. You cannot be free. That is not possible. I asked this question to one big professor in Moscow, communism. I asked him that, what is the difference between your philosophy and our philosophy? You have accepted a leader, Lenin, and we have accepted a leader, Krishna. So far accepting a leader, there is no change, only in the process. See, if the leader is perfect, then the process is perfect. And if the leader is a rascal, then the process is also rascal. So he could not answer. So where is the communistic movement has advanced? There is no advancement because they have to accept one leader, surrender to somebody. But the man to whom he has surrendered, if he is perfect, then it is perfect. And if he is a rascal, the whole system is rascal. So therefore, our advice is that you have to surrender to somebody. The better surrender to the supreme perfect person, Krishna, than India. Thank you very much.